Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Coppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting from home, our studio. Just happens to be another hotel room, friends. We're right across the line from Detroit, Michigan, of all places. We've been busy doing this stuff, as you all well know if you've been tuned in over the last week. Last Sunday, we started out in Brookville, Wisconsin, then we ended up in out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and then we went over to Traverse City in Michigan, as well as Muskegon, Michigan. Tonight we will be over at Rochester. It's called Rochester Road is what it is. It's the Guardians of Freedom, Michigan, with a special presentation. What does this mean? I don't know. I've never done one before, but we're shaking, rattling, and rolling and making ourselves availability to see what the Lord will not do, Luke 19:10, right, as we find our faith in the power, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:5. So we will be at 4435 North Rochester Road, Rochester, Saturday, January 22nd. It will start at 6:30 p.m., 6:30 p.m., friends, let me remind you, I don't know what's going on here in the state of Michigan, but we have literally been used by the Lord to blanket this state and giving the message that we've been giving on the radio for years. They keep calling us back, and we keep coming back, and they keep calling us back, and we keep coming back, and the girls are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and better, and the quality of people concerning those that are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves, we're finding them too, folks. So it's not vain. It's all worth it at the end of the day. We're faithful witnesses that deliver the soul of men, and we want that to be the case because we're going to answer for it on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27, and we do it with a smile on our face in the sense of what it is that the Lord has commanded us concerning the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. So one more time, friends, if you want to check it out, we are again in Michigan. We're going to be at Rochester, Michigan, Saturday, January 22nd at 6:30 p.m., the Guardians of Freedom, 4435 North Rochester Road. Again, it starts at 6:30 tonight. We're looking forward to it. If you need a heads up a little bit further than that, friends, you're going to have to go over to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Bradley's schedule. We're going to be in another church tomorrow morning doing two services, and then we are going to be in Ohio the day following the Harvest Revival Center. 1488 Johnsville, Brookville Road in Brookville, Ohio. That will start at 7 p.m. That's this Sunday. So we got three dates tomorrow. And folks, again, we're looking forward to meeting you out there. So do take the time and come and meet us, as we are the ones that drove to see you in your own backyard. We appreciate that very much. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley Dean. Go to my schedule. You can find it there. And we'll update that as dates roll out in the near future here. By the way, if you want to book us, now's the time to do that. That number is 1-866 233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also, friends, when you get a moment, please do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you're over there, if you're on social media platforms, when you go over there, go to SOL Radio Live. And when you're there, subscribe to that page. Subscribe to that page on Rumble, and you can get a live feed all day long. When you're on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please subscribe to that page as well. When you're on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please subscribe to that page. Also, jump over onto that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, left top side of the page. If at any time you want to call us, we're completely set up here in the hotel room, friends. And that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because that's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about today is Christians denouncing the faith. No, folks, as we see, friends, the judgments of God upon a nation, keep in mind that the Lord is going to separate the chaff from the wheat. He's going to separate the goats from the sheep. What's sad about it is most Americans think that if someone calls themselves a Christian, they must be, even though there's no fruit to bear witness of his profession. See, we see a lot of that all over the country because men fail to judge other men concerning the biblical mandate as to how we are to do that. I'm thinking of Ezekiel 44:23. I'm thinking of Matthew 7:16. It's our job to do that. We're called to be fruit inspectors. But I want to tell you this, friends. We've seen this concerning the professing Christian scene far too long in this country, friends. Those that call themselves Christians coming out of the closet as homosexuals, as lesbians, as drug abusers, as atheists. Folks, we've seen professed Christian bands where the lead singer was actually indicted for attempting to hire a hitman to kill off his wife. Now we got another guy that's won two Christian awards that wants you to know that he's denouncing the faith. I'm just simply here to tell you, friends, they never had the faith, okay? Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And if, in fact, he would begun a good work in us, the Bible tells us he will also finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Okay, so who's lying? It's not the Christ. It's not the Lord. It's man again going out about concerning his false profession, trying to claim something that he is not through his self-will, which, again, there is no such thing. So, with that said, friends, we've got much to cover. It's interesting when we talk about the faith concerning the 86% of this country's population self-professed again. When we talk about making distinction, it's interesting how the numbers may be a little bit low there rather than high. And I can tell you right now, friends, that only shows you, again, the hypocrisy in this country, and it stinks to high heaven, to say the least. I know we got a hard break coming on, but when we come back from this break, friends, what we're going to do, I want to show you a video of a pastor having church, and as he's having church, friends, lo and behold, it's about a minute and 30 seconds long. Lo and behold, he's preaching, and then guess what? He falls over dead on camera. And where's the world at? What could that be from? How did he die? Did the Lord take him to glory in such a fashion, or did he take the experimental shot? Let me guess. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting right outside of Detroit. And boy, oh boy, I got to tell you, we get a little snowstorm. Matter of fact, I want you to know that every single day that we preached here, there's been somewhat of a snowstorm right when we're driving to do our event. Every given scenario, every day, friends, it's been the same issues. So it's pretty crazy how that seems to work. But it's the same thing when the Lord went across the Sea of Galilee to go into the Gadarenes. Isn't it interesting that he went there to free the man that was possessed by Legion? Notice the warfare that ensued before he actually goes there. And it reminds me of what Charles Spurgeon said, that before peace is always war. That's exactly right. Put that up against Matthew 10:34, because it aligns itself with scriptures to very key, friends, in so many different ways. Now, what I want to do is I want to bring you over here, and I want you to see this for yourself, and I want you to hear this for yourself. This is a preacher. Now, I don't know where it's at because it's done in England, or I'm sorry, in English, forgive me. And as I'm watching it, it's just like, whoa, he's preaching. I mean, this guy's having church, and it's Holy Ghost filled. No question about it. And as a matter of fact, what happens is he keeps kicking it out and kicking it out. And I'll let the rest of this video audio do the rest of the speaking for me. But here we go, friends. We need to make it. like he was transported straight to heaven from his, literally from his sitting position while having church. I mean, I got to say this with all due respect. If there's one way to go out, that's the way I would want to go out, is under the anointing. And I've heard preachers say this over and over and again, that if they could die, they would want to die under the anointing. By the way, after observing that video, it, obviously it's in Africa, and you can hear them speaking English. He said, under the power of the Holy Ghost. So that was the last thing he said, and he was translated, friends, to meet his judge. And hopefully he's covered in the blood of Jesus Christ so he can go from and to glory in Jesus' name. But, folks, look what's happening. Again, I'm just giving you updates as to what's going on, countering the narrative given unto you by the control powers that are tolerated by the American people and people on a global basis, which I know is getting more nil and more nil, and I know that people are coming to the end of their wires as to what's going on. But I do want to show you this is brand new. January 22nd, over 1 million deaths and injuries following COVID vaccines are reported in Bayer's as second year of experimental use authorization begins. Folks, it's also interesting that regardless of what we're told to the mainstream media, they just continuously push the narrative, don't they? They just keep pushing the narrative regardless if it's the fact or not, concerning the fact. And what am I talking about? Well, let's go over to Boston really quick. This has just been released. This was on the 15th. COVID-19 vaccine mandates began in Boston amid demonstrations by opponents. Well, wait a second. Not only is it unconstitutional, friends, but I thought the Supreme Court, the God to many people, have said it doesn't apply to the people. You cannot force vaccinate. It doesn't matter. Friends, what you need to understand is they're playing off each other. They want to see who's going to listen to the law and enforce it, and they want to see who's just going to be ruled by the tyrants that want to be the tyrant. And it's where we're at in America today. And I got to tell you this, friends, many things that we're going to cover in just a couple minutes, these are going to be I told you so's, because people are only going to tolerate this for so long before the people respond. Now, what am I talking about? Yesterday, somebody brought this up, and I want to show you again. You all seen the little 9-year-old girl that got escorted out by the NYPD. Again, make distinction between police who swore to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution and agents of the state who are obeying the tyrants over the law. Okay? There's a big difference. These are not police officers. These are agents of the state. So what they're doing in this particular situation, this little girl went out to a museum, and the police took her, and I suspect her family members as well, and arrested a couple of them. But she was escorted out by New York Police Department, this is the headline, for refusing to show her papers. Now, just keep that in mind, because I'm going to state and show you something here in just a moment. Because people see they're breaking the law, what happens, they become a law unto themselves. It's been said, if the law fails to serve us, then we the people must become the law. Well, it should always have been, we the people are the law under God, period. We are. We're the strength of the Constitution, said Thomas Edison, and it's still true today. Well, a lot of what's going on here, friends, is backfiring, but let me show you the first part, then to show you how it's backfiring across the board. I also want you to pay attention to this, to those that are on social media platforms. If you're on a social media platform right now, friends, do consider going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribing, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Also, if you want to call in, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you're on social media platforms, you can see this. If not, I will narrate to the 155 cities that are listening to me now. Before I play the video of this little girl being escorted out by the said police they reported, I want you to understand I'm going to show you this video. I'm going to show you this video real quick of the incident in live time. But notice what Facebook did again, friends. I want you to pay attention. Look what Facebook did again. They're stating that it's false information. These people, friends, have gone way too far. They've gone way too far, friends, when they started violating anybody that spake forth the word of God or the U.S. Constitution. These people are subversive to American government, and here proves the case once again. There is no disputation, friends. There is no disputation here. Here is the video that shows you that's exactly what happened. But again, Facebook said it's false information. Look at this video. These people were merely going inside to see that of a museum. Nothing more, nothing less. And the police were called to remove them because they didn't have their vaccine passport. There's the little girl right there. Every one of these police officers that thinks they're police officers, they're going to have about a rude awakening, friends. I can tell you that right now. And as I've said before, they're playing a very, very dangerous game. Well, why am I saying that? Folks, anybody paying attention to the shootings going on in New York? The shootings in New York are escalating because the people are going to allow this to go so far. And we've been wrong at any stage of the progression of this narrative. We've already seen that this narrative and all of these agencies unconstitutionally working through administrative law unconstitutionally, attempting to force compliance that they're rolling forward, regardless of what the law says, regardless of what the Supreme Court stated, in part. I'm not accrediting the Supreme Court for the whole of it. I'm telling you what they said, for some reason or another, does not apply to the powers that are tolerated. I continuously reiterate the point to the American people that you must take responsibility and deal with these tyrants while you still have the time. And it's interesting because this even comes to my aid now. I recollect, friends, for those that have been listening to me for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years on the radio. How many times was it told to you that it's either kill or be killed? That's the analogy. That's the parable. In other words, if you don't lawfully stop those that are trying to kill you,
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test result. The FDA also revised the emergency use authorization for the drug to include pediatric patients under the age of 12 who are also experiencing mild symptoms. The actions will allow the patients to receive remdesivir through intravenous infusion for a total of 3 days. The FDA said while these actions provide another treatment option to reduce risk of hospitalization, remdesivir is not a substitute for vaccination. They stressed that vaccination remains the strongest preventative measure against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. From the deep south to the northeast, temperatures are dropping as a winter storm barrels through the area. West Virginia and the Carolinas are now seeing snow and ice, according to forecasters. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says while the central and western parts of the state saw most of the last storm,
this time it's the people in eastern North Carolina that will likely feel more of this storm's brunt.
At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the end of the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from, well, right outside of Detroit. Pretty cool. We got a lot of events set up. I still got four to go before we get back in the saddle in a minute. Snowed up, I understand. But I want to give you a shout-out real quick again. We're going to be at the Guardians of Freedom Michigan tonight. Again, I've never done one of these, at least not that I know have. So if you're listening, you're a part of that organization, do forgive me. That address is 4435 North Rochester Road, Rochester. This will be Saturday tonight, January 22nd at 6:30 p.m. Listen, we're the ones driving way out here to see you, so hopefully you come up and you give us a good high five at least for our efforts to get to see you, okay? Cool. It's all fair play. Wanted to also let you know, friends, as you all well know, that Robert Kennedy Jr. tomorrow will be in Washington, D.C. with a bunch of doctors that have been censored by the powers that are tolerated on a global basis. I can suspect there's going to be a lot of people. Also, Mary Holland will be in Brussels, Belgium on the same day, and they will be doing, I'm sure, massive protests concerning the defeating of the mandate across not just in America, but also on a global basis. So do keep your heads up. Folks, I would love to be there. I'd love to be a part of what's going on there right now. I wish I was a little bit closer because we would go just to be a part of it. I mean, it's not good enough for us to sit there and tell everybody what the problem is. It's good enough for us to actually be a part of bringing in the results, and that's what I want to be a part of. I want to go over to our friends at Ron Falls and what's happening over in England right now. Boris Johnson, for the record, pay attention to the details. Pay attention to what's going on behind the curtain once again. But Boris Johnson's under investigation. Boris Johnson's been uncovered as being a fraud, as so many political said representatives, politicians here in the United States have been, concerning this whole pandemic. What they tell you to do, it doesn't apply to them. He's under investigation for that. They're under investigation concerning these vaccinations right now. So all of a sudden, he comes out of nowhere. Oh, and by the way, anybody paying attention and know how it's played? Right on cue, he came out to distract you from the investigation into his criminal administration. And with that said, so what he's doing now is he's striking down all of these said mandates concerning the masks. But I want you to also understand, he said nothing of vaccines. So, again, like what the Supreme Court did, friends, they're pulling it away from the public square, But then they turn around and say, well, it's up to the city managers, it's up to the restaurant owners and the businesses to go ahead and enforce it or not. But I want you to understand as well, friends, going back to the very beginning of this pandemic, as to who was under attack. The small businesses went under, friends, because during this pandemic, when the small businesses were under attack illegally by the governors of their said states, keep in mind, all this traffic was driven to their friends in the corporate world. That's called a fascist state. So now what they're doing is, because of many of the little businesses have been shut down, they've given that power over and that business over to their corporate buddies. Now they're saying to their corporate buddies that aggrandized all of the customer base from the small businesses that lost it as to where big corporate gained it, because they've gained 27% of their wealth. Well, guess what? Now they're giving them power and saying, well, you just go ahead and do what you will. Well, keep in mind, friends, they're already betraying the people in this fascist state, because we see the government and the corporate world playing together, trying to force mandate these mandates. It's exactly what's going on in England right now, and you'll catch it. But I also want you to pay attention to the fact that, friends, this is what they're trying to do here. And I don't mean to confuse this, because I perfectly understand what I'm saying here. But, friends, all of the things that are taking place here happened after the said Supreme Court said, no, you can't do it, like in Boston. They came forward and they said, no, you know, we're going to start mandating that employees give away or mandate vaccines. Then the state steps back and says, well, it's up to you as to if you want to enforce it or not. Well, guess whose side they are on? Well, just keep in mind who they sold their soul to. The federal government, because the federal government stole our money to give it to big corporations to go ahead and attack us and assail our God-given rights in such a fashion as they have. So, folks, pay attention to the details, because it's really easy to understand. And if you're paying attention to the details, you're going to get exactly, again, as to what I just highlighted. Let's go over to our friends over at Ron Paul's and see what they have to say as to what's going on over there in England. Okay, let's check this out. I'm just trying to get to this little scroll thing here. And didn't mean to do that. Sorry about that. We'll just get back to this. But I want to get us back over to what's going on concerning our friends at Ron Paul's place. And guess what, friends? I got it.
The political component cannot be ignored. Johnson's in the fight for his life. While he was locking everyone else down, he was having booze parties with the staff at his own house out back, many of them BYOB parties. So he's in the fight for his life there. He's also fighting against the changing view of things, his unpopularity of having shut down in the first place. And so that's why he announced yesterday the end of Plan B, which is an end to all vaccine passports, an end to the mask requirement, the end for working from home. You actually got to go back to work. Of course, that only applies to the white-collar workers. The lowly blue-collar workers always have to. It's a huge deal, and the implications for Europe are huge. Places like France, Italy, Greece, if you don't have a vaccine, which we know doesn't work against the current strain of the virus, even the CDC has admitted, if you don't have it, you're fine. You can't be a citizen. You can't, the president of France, you're a non-citizen if you don't have the shot. The implications are going to be huge, but also a follow-up to Israel, which we've been talking about. The finance minister there has announced these vaccine passports make no sense and they should be scrapped. That's a senior official in the Israeli government saying we got to stop this stuff. I think.
Okay, so again, friends, I don't know why people have to sit back and wait for the crux to tell you the truth as to what works and what doesn't work. What do the people say? Notice how we always hear about what the said representatives of all of these governments on a global basis have to say. And how often has it been, friends, found to be the truth in every given case? Literally, friends, in almost every given case, what is it? They're not speaking for the people. They're speaking for the very tyrants that they work for, that are trying to establish this global order. That's what these vaccine mandates are all about. Remember when they said, if you don't have your vaccine passport, and proof of your vaccination, say they, that you can't partake with the city. This was in New York. They called it giving back to the people the keys to the city. Do they want you to believe that the state is God? No, they're not. Why are you asking the government to give you your rights when, in fact, God is the one responsible for giving them to you? And again, keep in mind, America, they work for you. You don't work for them, but as long as you're going to put up with them, they're going to continuously assail your God-given rights. And it's exactly what they're doing because, again, the implication is what? They want you to believe that they are God. And if you don't do what we say, then this is what's going to happen. Where do the people begin to hear the very things that we're sharing with you even now? I'm going to go over to this piece really quick because over here in America, oh my goodness, as I've said so many times, friends, this ministry, go ahead and do your homework on Equipping the Saints, which is available on the right side of the page of sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's over the last 15 years, 17 years of ministry. All those videos are. It's applicable to everything we're talking about now. What am I saying? We're waiting for the people to catch up to where we're at. And for some reason or another, the mainstream media, the conservatives of the day, and the talking heads are about what? A year behind the fact of the matter concerning where the Lord has already brought it forth and brought it to the light that we might see as to where we're at. And let me just put it this way, without confusing the matter. I want you to pay attention to Laura Ingraham here. I want you to look at the smirk that she has on her face. Again, I want you to understand as to how lightly in America we take these threats as if to suggest they'll never happen to us. But again, what I want you to see is I want you to see what she's finally catching on to here in the United States of America.
Power-hungry bureaucrats is not letting up. This is why, for months now, Europeans who oppose vaccine passports and other draconian COVID mandates have taken to the streets, desperate to be heard. Just in the past week or so, protests and marches were organized in Germany, in Belgium, in Austria, the Czech Republic, France, and even the tiny island nation of Malta. In Canada, truckers are lined up and protesting new federal rules requiring unvaccinated Canadian truck drivers returning from the U.S. to quarantine. A U.S. vax mandate will begin on January 22nd. So if you're not vaxxed, you can't drive into the U.S. As if we needed to create new supply chain problems. Thanks, Joe.
That was enough of what you needed to hear right there. And why do I say that? Because in America, again, the implication as to what they're trying to share with you through their ignorance and their stupidity, she goes on and says, thanks, Joe, to the 350 million people that allow Joe Biden to be there in the first place, who we all the well know that he has no lawful right being there. The man should be behind bars waiting forth concerning the crimes that he's committed and the execution thereof, at least Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But what does Laura Ingraham and Fox News do? They blame Joe Biden for what 350 million people tolerate. And she does it with a smile on her face. And what is that, friends? Again, the word implicate comes to my aid. What does it implicate? Pride. Hey, Laura, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. This isn't a game. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that I'm afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, broadcasting to them live from Michigan. Again, we're right outside of Detroit. We got an event set up tonight in Rochester, Michigan. Go ahead and check out Sons of Liberty Media.com, Bradley Dean's schedule. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just thinking about this during the break because we're doing live radio. We're shooting from the hip. It's not scripted radio, friends. We're just keeping you on the edge with us as to what needs to be confronted in our times. Why are we confronting? Why are we contending? Because that's what the Bible tells us we're supposed to do. And this all reminds me as to what's going on in this country, friends, of Joshua 22, verse 5. When Moses brought the children of Israel into the promised land, the Bible tells us in the book of Exodus that he didn't bring them in the easy way. He brought them in through the way of warfare. Okay? There's a reason for that. It's interesting how people treat what they have if they had to fight for it a different way in the sense of how somebody wouldn't have to fight for what they have when they have it. And I can give you 1,000 different examples of that. But when the Lord picked up Joshua, he told Joshua the same thing that he told Moses. You have to keep my commandments. You have to keep my judgments and my statutes to keep and to do them to possess the land. Well, guess what, America? To possess means to drive out previous occupants. We've already possessed our promised land, America. But he said when you receive the promise and you have the possession that you fought for, 1 Timothy 1:7, he said, you've got to guess. He said, this is what you have to do when you get there. I want you to listen carefully. Joshua 22, verse 5. But take diligent, painstaking heed. Pay careful attention to yourself to do the commandments of the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you. That's called common law. That's why you see the Mosaic Institution and inscripted visuals of Moses on Capitol buildings throughout the United States of America. which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to the Lord your God, and to walk in all, not some, to walk in all of his ways and to keep his commandments, his moral law, right? His ceremonial law has been done away in Christ. And then he says, and to cleave unto him and serve him with what? Part of your heart? Nope. He said, and serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. So we have to keep the commandments in the fight for the possession. And then once we get the possession, we have to do the same thing to maintain that possession. Go ahead and read Joshua 22, verse 5 when you get a moment. I want to show you something here again. And again, this is great information. The audio is everything that you need to hear. We all just realized, this information was brought to the light most recently concerning, do I say colluding between Big Pharma and the FBI? Because we know ProjectVeritas.com, James O'Keefe's organization, their houses were raided for exposing the crimes that are taking place in Big Pharma. Well, James O'Keefe did the right thing. He did the courageous thing. He did the bold thing. He did the righteous thing, Proverbs 28. He stood up and he said, we're not going to take this, but I want you to know. What I'm going to show you right now and what you're going to hear right now is the DOJ and the documents that have been obtained by Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton's organization, confirming the existence of communications between the FBI and Pfizer. Folks, if you've ever gotten the goosebumps up your spine before on the FBI or Big Pharma, this should really do it because this is a fascist state working with corporations, now Big Pharma, to what? Wield more control over the very people that they're to serve. James O'Keefe comes out and shares with the people that the FBI and Pfizer are working together concerning the investigation about guess who, friends? Project Veritas. Does that sound like what the FBI should be doing? No wonder why 50 to 60% of the people in this country now equate the FBI to the Gestapo. Because they're acting just like it. This is illegal. This should bother everybody to the point of getting you up off the couch and off the chair and getting busy as to what's going on in this country, friends. Because this is just one more step towards tyranny if you fail to put a stop to it.
Judicial Watch appears to confirm that the FBI is communicating with Pfizer, the pharmaceutical company, about Project Veritas. Now, in this document, which is an FBI document dated January 6, 2022, it's in response to a FOIA request, number 1514498-000, subject, all communications regarding Project Veritas between FBI officials and employees / representatives of Pfizer. That's right, Pfizer Pharmaceutical. It says in the letter, the FBI has completed its search for records responsive to your request. The material you requested is located in an investigative file which is exempt from disclosure. It's unclear why Pfizer, one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies, would be communicating with the Federal Bureau of Investigation about journalists or journalism done on Pfizer. Now, on November 9th, 2021, the CEO of Pfizer did say he was talking to the FBI and CIA about what he called misinformation.
I think the last we were targeted by a lot of, dark organizations that you don't really know the ownership. We suspect that there are some countries behind. We were getting a lot of briefings from CIA, from FBI about attacks that may happen to us, cyber attacks, I mean, but also about the spread of misinformation.
That statement by Pfizer's CEO, November 9th, came on the heels of a couple Project Veritas investigative reports into Pfizer about a month earlier.
When somebody is naturally immune, like they got COVID, they probably have better, like not better, but more antibodies against the virus. So your antibodies are probably better at that than the vaccine.
What you just saw wasn't our claim. That was a statement made by scientists at Pfizer. The next report we did was on October 6th, involved a whistleblower named Melissa Strickler, and she released emails from a senior director at Pfizer named Vanessa Gelman, who in those emails, Vanessa Gelman talked about how she didn't want information about fetal cells floating out there in the development of the vaccine.
From the perspective of corporate affairs, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal cell lines floating out there.
Again, we didn't make these claims. This was not our information. This information was coming from Vanessa Gelman, a current senior director at Pfizer Pharmaceutical. So the question is, why would Pfizer, a pharmaceutical company, be talking to the FBI about Project Veritas right after those pieces of reporting I just showed you? Why is a pharmaceutical company and the Federal Bureau of Investigation having conversations about journalists in the United States of America? Is this another example of the Department of Justice being weaponized by corporate and political interests? Is this another attack on the First Amendment and an attack on journalists? Project Veritas is once again calling upon all journalists to send a message that the politics of fear will not and cannot prevail. The Fourth Estate needs to ask questions about this. Do your job.
Amen. Yeah. I got to tell you, Paul, courage is contagious on so many different levels. And good for James for standing up and doing this stuff. He and him came out of the same gate at the same time, which I don't want to say that it was ironic in any sense of the word. No, it was the Lord. Same thing with Alex Jones and others that were willing to step it up. The difference was as we went into the high schools and they went into corporate America, and I guess Alex just kind of did his thing all across the board. But, folks, I got to tell you, there's very far and few that are willing to take a stand against the tyrannies that we see today. But I praise God for every single one of you because, guys, be encouraged. We can do this. Proverbs 28, verse 1. We're going to take a hard break. We got hour two coming up. We're going to talk about Christians denouncing the faith. I'm here to tell you, friends, they never had the faith. Because what the Lord puts in you, no devil in hell is able to take it out of you. Okay? So we're going to get to that. I'm going to cover one more topic, too, before we get to the main topic because of the injustice taking place to our court system. And as to how they're advocating and actually grooming more criminals to commit more heinous crimes against innocent people. And we're going to get to that in just a moment, too. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.